This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Wildfires continue to burn across the region, and there are now two major complexes burning in the Klamath National Forest, the Eclipse Fire Complex and the Salmon August Complex. Between them, they have scorched more than 80,000 acres, and they continue to impact residents in areas near fire activity. Air quality in places like Hoopa, Witchpeck, and Happy Camp drops to unhealthy levels during the day, but generally the sky is clear at night. Motorists are urged to check road conditions for detours and road closures. The Orleans complex of fires continues to burn in the Six Rivers National Forest as well. That complex has burned about 12,000 acres and continues to impact residents in eastern Humboldt and western Trinity counties. To the north, residents in Curry County, Oregon, have gotten some good news, and many residents have been allowed to return home after being forced to evacuate by the Chetco Bar Fire. Fire crews have been able to halt the spread of the fire where it threatened to move into heavily populated areas, but the huge blaze continues to grow. More than 1,500 personnel have been assigned. The point I want to make is that though we are in a very serious firefight, most of our county remains open for business and visitors, and we can provide a haven for those looking for relief from the smoke. That's a quote from a public statement issued by Curry County Commissioner Court Boyce. The county is in the midst of its busiest and most profitable tourist season, and the Chetco Bar Fire has had a drastic impact on local commerce. Boyce issued the letter to the rest of us in the region to come visit and spend some money at hard-hit businesses that have experienced cancellations over the past 10 days across the county. The next few weeks will be crucial for Curry County recreation and tourist-based businesses as we transition from summer into fall. The County Department of Health has issued a press release reporting that a Eureka child has been transferred to an out-of-area hospital after being diagnosed with contagious bacterial meningitis. The child was sick for several days before going to the doctor, and public health is in the process of notifying those who may have had contact with the child and been exposed. There have been no reports of any others infected with the illness. It was on Sunday night when the sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a robbery at an apartment complex in McKinleyville. The victim told deputies that two adult black men had stolen about 10 pounds of processed marijuana at gunpoint. He said he had met the suspects at a local bar and arranged to sell the marijuana to them, but they robbed him instead. The suspects remain at large. Sheriff's deputies arrested 24-year-old McKinleyville resident Jonathan Anderson on Sunday night after he was identified as the suspect who robbed the 76 gas station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville. Anderson is accused of walking into the store armed with a kitchen knife while wearing a bandana across his face and then fleeing with about $200 in cash and some chewing tobacco. He was identified through surveillance video as well as for the fact that he was a former employee at the station who had been fired a week previously for theft. Anderson was booked for armed robbery. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.